A dead crow was found in the South Range area and has tested positive for West Nile virus. Environmental Health Supervisor Patrick Heiser says that means people in this region could get sick.
The virus is present in the birds, which we use as a sentinel. We test corvids, which are crows, ravens, and blue jays. It means that it is present in the mosquito population, therefore can be transmitted to humans.
Heiser says 80% of people who are infected with West Nile virus do not get sick. The other 20% may experience mild symptoms such as fever, headache, or rash. Less than 1% of people infected with the virus get seriously ill. Heiser said the virus could already be in neighboring counties. He said people need to be more vigilant in their protective measures to prevent mosquito bites.
Good window screens in their homes. Avoid being outside during, you know, the high times of mosquito activity. If you're outside, wear light-colored clothing, loose-fitting long-sleeve shirt.
Mosquitoes get the virus by feeding on infected birds, and the virus spreads to humans through the bite of an infected mosquito. In Superior, Vanessa Feltes, Wisconsin Public Radio.